Hopelessly wandering along the abyss of dual purpose legislation, answers that were easy to decipher were labeled misinformation and spam. If there was such a world where truth mattered in the most important way, we wouldn't see the innocent die. We wouldn't have the leaders continuously lie. We wouldn't see the people cry. And we wouldn't have to ask why. The persistence of the disease known as apathy ravages the soul of our existence. The snow comes and buries our feelings of hopelessness and fear. The silent storm accumulated displacement of the unfortunate. And the storm goes on, the eerie still of the night. An ectoplasmic glow that gives the darkness a view of the streets, filled with furniture, clothes, and other remnants of the residence emptied by profit-driven violations. Did you not learn from the past? Boy, 2008 came back real fast. Didn't see the patterns, the falsehood of helping humanity save humanity. To push away the tears of frustration. Campaigned for the false promise of comfort and safety betrayed. Do you not see the potential takeover? How do you forget? How do you intend to stand against this? Or try to fit? La-las and singing will do you no good as the final curtain draws near and the world is shrouded by a dark smear of bullshit and slander against the workers of the light. The sailors of voyage and exploration, but the ice will form. The freezing rain will hold the cold essence of what humanity has become. Dark Winter, Beautiful Traveler 32, on Miraki.
Of midnight, we believe it's late. Well, to others, midnight is the halfway point to a new day. We are basically between yesterday and today. That is when there is a brief window of convergence between conscious and subconscious, the very joining of two. Sometimes there are those that prepare for the next day and beyond. The midnight hour is when my mind is free to gather and document information. As a podcaster, poet, songwriter slash artist, this is good for me to re-examine certain episodes, form new titles, create the music for the lyrics I write. And Vince is taken care of for a lot of things. Yes, the midnight hour is my best time to work on my tasks, but I believe that also applies to the underhanded actions by our elected leaders. To be so willing to just put out what the plan is on paper is not exactly a good thing for the masses. That's why we have the ones who are not afraid to reveal their inner ambitions that go against the very foundation of universal freedom. Yes, while good is trying to make it through, there is unfortunately an equal, or in this case, greater force of evil working just as hard. Basically, while I do my best as a messenger, there are those that seek to disrupt and destroy so they can continue to push their anti-life agenda. That's right. The Great Reset and Agenda 21 are part of the anti-life, anti-creation push to sever humanity from the universal cord that binds us. Going so far as to kill innocent people to satisfy such an abomination.
In the transition into another day, there is a brief window of reflection and contemplation, a time to truly think about what is right and just and what is wrong and easy. It seems to me that the hardest things to do are the right things, and people easily do the evil things because they are easily laid out in front of them. It's the good we have to search for. Life is a series of corridors we walk down to find the one purpose, whether it's good or evil, because what we say as kids may not come true, because there could be too many factors that may change the course from what we want to be to who we are meant to be. The hour of midnight is that of two halves, two paths. One of innocence and one of purpose. The thinking is extensive, remembering what was your dream and what is now your reality. And many people have turned against one another because of the dream that was destroyed. We must realize that when corruption destroys one, all are affected. So, try and have a good night. And think on it. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris for Season 9, Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. Feel free to look for me on Matchmaker.fm, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and, even though I'm not on it much, Facebook. Some call me the voice of reason, and some call me the voice of insanity. Why don't you try listening to my episodes on my podcast, and I will be free to hear your decision. Because sometimes reason can be insanity, and it is the insanity that holds a better reason. But that's not for all, only for a very few. As we enter deeper into 2022, we will see the true face of humanity and whether or not it should be saved.